Euro.
I'm just saying, bro, after a kind of long layoff, you feel me? It's episode 114, you feel me?
I'm stuffed. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. Y'all know what to do, man. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there, man. Just type us up in the search bar. I'm Just Saying Bro Podcast. Show us some love, man. Stream us up. But yeah, man, like bro said, it been a month. You know, I had some personal stuff or whatever, but I mean, it is what it is. We back.
Stuff happens. We all have stuff.
You feel me? The finals about to start tomorrow. So, facts. Of course, we had to get in the episode, of course. You feel me? I mean, at the end of the day, I just want to gloat real quick. Sorry. But I told y'all. I mean, in the regular season, hey, what you want me to do? Now, I didn't think the Celtics was going to make it. I will tell you that. I never in a million years thought the Celtics was going to make it to the chip, especially how they started off the season. But shout out to them and shout out to their number one defense in the league and all that, because obviously they went on a crazy run. Jason Tatum went on a crazy run. Even JB, like Jaylen Brown, went crazy too. So I did not expect the Celtics to make it, but they did. You feel me? And they're going to get smoked. And that's, you know, I just give my prediction real fast. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say smoke, because I do think they will get two wins. But at the same time, I think it's going to be like a landslide. Like, it's going to be like the Warriors going to come out, go up 2-0. You know what I'm saying? They might win a game. The Warriors going to go up 3-1. I'm saying, and then they might win the second one. It's going to be like that. And then the Warriors going to get them out of here. So it ain't going to be really like they had a chance. This is what I believe. And I've seen all the experts and what they said. Everybody picking the Celtics. Everybody's picking the Celtics. Hey, pick them if you want. That's fine. I'm sticking with my guns. I'm sticking with my champion that I said during the regular season, which is going to be Golden State. And listen, it's all about stories. We talk about it all the time. The NBA is all about stories, and it's all about that Cinderella. Oh, what's the best thing? Steph is going to get his first finals MVP. I'm telling y'all what's going to happen. Before it happens, tomorrow is the finals. So, and I'm going to drop this tonight. Tomorrow is the finals. I'm telling y'all, Steph and these dudes is going to win this series, and he's going to win finals MVP, finally. Which I believe... I mean, not that he deserved ones before, you know, the KD and all the Draymond stuff, and they was talking about that. And not that I don't think he deserved it, because it just seems like everybody gets their, like, it's like befuddled or something like that bamboozled or something when it comes to Stephanie's clutch games, and they act like they forget that he's not, like, when it's like big games, Steph really doesn't show up. Now, I will say that he always gets double teamed.
That's not
an excuse, though, because you get double teamed all year. Everybody know what you are. So at the end of the day, you deal with that all year. It don't get different in the playoffs. They ain't not going to triple team you. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, in those big games, nobody ever speaks about that. Like, Steph disappears. Why do you think they need a KD? Because Steph disappears, bro. Like, that's, he disappears. He doesn't disappear every game. He'll give you a game or two where he's like, at the end of the game, he'll ice the game or something like that. But in his past, Steph isn't that clutch. I'm sorry to say it. I've seen him clank threes and all that stuff. He could tie the game, and he had plenty of opportunities. I have to look up how many game winners he has and stuff like that. Like, I don't think he has that many. Like, I don't think he – and just see his clutch rating. You know they got everything in stats now.
Yeah.
He's not clutch. So I think at the end of the day, the best story is Steph has never been a finals MVP. He got three chips, never won the final MVP. He's going to get it this year.
So you got
– Warriors are going to win 4-2.
So you got Warriors in six, and you got Steph finals MVP.
For sure.
Well, I'm going to oppose you a little bit. I'm not taking the Celtics, so I'm not crazy like the rest of these announcers. But I like it 4-2 too. I like 4-2 Warriors. And I like Klay to get MVP. I think that's actually the better storyline. I think Steph, I don't know, he might just be one of them champions that we know is an all-time great. He different. He the best shooter ever. he might just never win a finals MVP. I don't know. So I think I'm taking Klay for finals MVP. But what I will say is, the one thing that I did think about is, if the Celtics somehow get this joint 3-3, I know game seven is going to be in Golden State. But the Celtics have won game sevens on other people's floors this playoffs that we've seen already. They just did it against the Heat. They won game seven in Miami. So the one thing
that, Miami's a totally different beast, though. But go ahead.
Miami is a totally different beast, especially with Harrell injured. Especially with Harrell injured.
That was different. Like, and I'm saying beast. They are total. That's totally different. But go ahead, make your point. My fault.
Thanks. But I don't know. I just feel like the Celtics are battle tested. I feel like if it gets to seven, I think it could get scary for Golden State. I'm probably still would take Golden State in seven, but I wouldn't be surprised if somehow the Celtics pull that shit out, bro. They got a lot of dudes that play very well together. They got a coach that clearly everybody wants to play for. I'm not going to say he's an amazing, great coach or nothing like that, because I really don't know yet. Like, we really don't have enough of a track record to say he's an amazing, great coach. I do think he's very good, but I'm not going to get too crazy just yet with Ime Udoka.
I mean, first season.
Although I do like him a lot as a coach. Facts. That's why I'm saying it seemed like regardless of if he's great with the X's and O's or not, these dudes want to play for him regardless, because he got everybody playing their best. So, but yeah, man. Like I said, the Celtics got a lot of dudes that play well together. And if Grant Williams somehow catches fire this series, Grant Williams is a demon when he catches fire. From three, he be going stupid. If he could catch fire from three, if Derek White or Peyton Pritchard, either one for real, if either one of them could give him some real good quality minutes off the bench, I think we got a good series here, because the Celtics play the Warriors very tough, bro. Like, I don't think it's just going to be a rollover blowout this game. Like, I don't think it's going to be four blowouts in this series. I think it might be one.
No, I don't think so either.
I think it might be one, maybe two blowouts in this series. I wouldn't be surprised if it was none, for real, for real. But
I think it might be one, because you know how Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get. Those games where they just can't hit nothing. Like, that game we had 10 points.
Facts.
And that's against cool. The Warriors.
Facts. You're right. You can't. But that's cool if that's the game that Grant Williams goes stupid and hits six threes for you. That's cool.
Do you honestly believe that Grant Williams will be effective in this series? I don't think he's going to be that effective. You might be onto something with that.
Yes, though. And I'm going to tell you why. I think the extra pieces for the Celtics is going to be the X factor. I know that's the X factor in every series, for real. It's in every playoff series. It's about – For real, who role players is going to step up the best when you got teams that's kind of like evenly matched in a sense. But the Warriors play a lot of – they switch their coverages a lot. I noticed that in the playoffs. They'll switch from man to zone, back to man, to a box and one, back to zone. And I think in that zone, bro, if Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart can collapse that zone and find the open shooters – and if one of them open shooters that's benefiting a lot from it is Grant Williams, I think he could knock them Jones down. And I think he could be a big part of this series for them, low-key. Grant Williams and Al Horford. And we know what old man Al do when he in the Celtics jersey. He's a different breed when he in the Celtics jersey. I don't know what it is. He just act stupid when he in the Celtics jersey, bro. I don't know what it is. And then Robert Williams, I like him too. He a lob threat. I don't know how much he's going to do against Golden State, though. But he definitely a lob threat, for real. So I think that zone, I think the Celtics is equipped to eat that zone up, bro. That's what I feel like. And I feel like the Warriors got a lot of great I feel like they got a lot of their good runs this playoffs while they was in that zone. I don't have the facts in front of me, but when they was in that zone, they was strapping a lot of people this playoffs. It seemed like to me when I was watching the games. So I feel like if the Celtics could break that zone, bro, I think it could be a very good series.
So you saying that Grant Williams? See, look, I like your point, but I just don't think Grant Williams is going to be that effective because of Draymond. Like, I think you're forgetting that. He's not going to be that effective this series. Like, he's going to either have to guard Andrew Wiggins, or he's going to have to deal with Draymond. And you know what I'm saying? Not obviously Draymond doesn't do anything on the offensive, but I'm just saying defensively, he's offensively, he's going to have to deal with Draymond. So he's not going to be hitting all those threes. He's not going to be doing all that because Draymond is a great defender. So Grant Williams, I'm sorry. I think Draymond takes him out of this series. Like, I really do. Now, Robert Williams, I believe him against Kevin Looney is going to be interesting because they don't really have size. The Warriors really don't have size when you think about it. They only got Kevin Looney. Like, that's all they got. When you think about it, James Wiseman hurt. I don't even know who they ever been. Oh, the other guy, the shooter. What is his name?
Bielitsa.
Whatever. Yeah, Bielitsa. But he's not a big man. He's not a you know, a rim protector. So I believe the Celtics – big man Robert Williams, I think he might be, but he's injured though, so it's just like I don't know. But Tice and him, I believe they're gonna have a nice series against Kevon Looney, whatever they call him. I think his name is Kevon Looney, I don't think his name is Kevin, but anyway, I the Grant Williams thing, all right, we're gonna have to see. Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? That, like I said, it was a good point, but I don't know. I believe Draymond gonna strap him, bro. I can't see Draymond letting Grant Williams get off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see.
I mean, when I say X factor for a role player like Grant Williams, I only mean like two games where he had four or more three pointers. That's all I mean. I don't mean
that's big though, bro. That's big for the finals, man.
That is big, but it's not too crazy. It's not like I'm saying he gonna average three pointers a game in the series. Nah, just two games where you give me at least four. That's big. Like,
I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't even think Marcus Smart gonna be hitting. Well, he might though, because that's the thing. Golden State doesn't have the defenders.
That's why they switch into that zone.
So you might be onto something with that zone and saying that if they attack that zone the right way, if Marcus Smart can hit those threes, it's going to be a big deal. Like, it's going to be a big fucking deal. So you have a point with that.
Because you know they're not going to leave. If they're going zone, they're not going to leave Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. More than likely, they're going to hedge against them. So it's going to be like a fake double team on them. So they just got to hit the open shooters, and the shooters got to hit the shots for real, for real. We already know what when they go to zone, we know what they're going to do. They trying to defend those two. We don't care about nobody else. Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year, great. He not a three-point champion. Like, we don't care.
And we forgetting about Al Horford, too, because Al Horford can hit them threes, too.
Oh, no. Al demon. Al definitely a demon, bro.
I don't know what it is. Is that what you said when he put the Celtics jersey on?
Bro, when he put the Celtics, it give him superpowers.
I swear. I don't care what nobody say. Like, bro, that's facts, bro. That's facts. This man, like, I swear to God, as soon as he put that's a cape. That's his cape. That Boston Celtics jersey is a cape for Al Horford. I never seen it. Now, when he was in Atlanta, he was cooking. But Boston, Al Horford is totally different, though. It's totally different. Wait, he was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. It was him, Paul Millsap, and all the guys.
That's when they was young boys. But yeah, man.
Nah, facts. Like, but when he in Boston, when he put that white and green on, I don't know what it is. It must be because that's the color of money. So that's like what you mean? Like, I don't know, bro. It got to be something because he's different.
Shout out to him though. Shout out to him though. He got into his first in 15 years and getting to his first finals. I mean, hopefully he win it, but just for his sake. I mean, I think the Warriors gonna win, but I'm just saying for his sake. Like, 15 years, you never got to a chip, and now you finally there. Like, if you lose, he gonna be salty as shit.
Bro, I think the Warriors gonna win it too, but
if you want to something with that game seven, though. I believe you. I think you spot. I think Boston gonna win that game. If they let them get it to a game seven, I believe. But then again, you think Steph and them and Clay going to let them beat them,
bro,
in that crib?
I'm not talking about Steph in game seven. If it come down to game seven, it's Clay Thompson versus whoever on the Celtics hooping. Because Clay Thompson, that's closeout game Clay. I don't care what nobody talking about.
You might be on to something because, yes, JB and JT, you know what I'm saying? And we don't know. Is Jordan Poole going to be the big three? Is Jordan Poole going to pop back up and start averaging 30 again? Like, what is he going to do? He will change the series. He can change this. Now, I'll tell you one thing. If Jordan Poole shoot like he shot that first series, I think
the second series. Bro, he was going crazy. The second series, he went crazy too.
I was about to say, yeah, I think it was the second series too. If Jordan Poole gets back hot, the Warriors is going to do them dirty. I think it's going to be 4-1.
I can see that.
If Jordan Poole is like, gives them that other threat where they don't have to worry about Steph. Like, you know how dangerous that was when it was like, yo, this dude is coming down pulling like Steph. What the
fuck? They had Steph coming off the bench.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Steph coming off the bench hitting 5-6 threes. He giving you a 30-piece hitting 5-6 threes. Klay still, and remember, at that time, Klay would still get himself back together. He would still get his legs. And he just iced it game 5 against Dallas. He said, I'm not having it. I'm back now. I'm back. That's scary, man. That's scary. If Klay is back, Steph is Steph. He's not going to never change. And you got Jordan Poole, that third scorer? I'm sorry. And they got a deep team. We don't know who going to play this series. Jonathan Kuminga could hop out this joint. Moses Moody could hop out this joint. Even Belica or whatever. Like, we don't know who going to be in this series. That's why I think it's going to be interesting. Because I think Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga are going to be important to this series. They young Bulls, they rookies, but I think they're going to be important because they're going to need that youth. They're going to need those defenders. They're going to need those athletic dudes to go against JT and JB and all them dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, the Celtics got a lot of scores.
I like that point a lot. And don't forget, Kuminga, a lob threat. You need that too, low-key, because you know they about to be doubling Steph. You know they about to be closing out on Klay. Might be 2-3 people closing out on Klay. So you're going to need that lob threat.
Exactly, bro.
And that's perfect for Draymond. That get Draymond 5 easy assists when Kuminga gets some minutes. Easy work. Off that's the Steph boy, double team, he passed to Draymond. Draymond drive to the rack. Defender commit. Wide open oop for Kuminga. Easy work. Yeah,
I about to say Draymond. I thought you was about to say Draymond drop to the rack and try to score. I about to say, all right, you know he kicking it. Throwing that oop or he kicking it out to the three. Like,
Draymond got one game per series that he gonna give you double digit points.
It is the finals, though. It is the finals. We know what Draymond doing in the finals. I'm just saying.
Yeah, get suspended.
I'm just saying. Yeah, he gets suspended. He did fuck that up. They supposed to have 4 rings by now, but still.
Bro, like, he fumbled that back. Nah, I definitely am going to take Draymond.
You can't change who you are, though.
Nah, that's facts. I'm definitely going to take Draymond for a triple-double one of these games. For sure.
Draymond has averaged about 6-7 points these entire playoffs. I guarantee he bumped that up to 10. It's going to be like north of 10. Like, I say like 10-11. I promise you. He's going to still average his little 6 rebounds, his little 6 assists. 5 assists, or whatever the fuck he, I think it's 6 assists, 5 rebounds, whatever it is, he gonna still do that, bro. He gonna turn up, bro. He gonna hit a couple threes. He gonna hit them timely threes like he always do. It's finals, Draymond, totally different from regular season.
Nah, you right.
Rest of the playoffs, Draymond. We ain't gonna trip.
You right.
We ain't gonna trip because remember that game 7, 2016? Draymond was keeping their ass in that, but Draymond was out there hitting that shit. I think he hit like 4 threes that game, 4 or 5 threes that game, so.
Nah, you definitely not lying.
Don't sleep on Dre, man. I know he old head, man. He been around for a while. He don't shoot like that no more or whatever. But listen, man, watch out for him, bro.
I'm taking 4-2 Warriors. Klay Thompson MVP. I do want to – I know you was patting yourself on the back a little bit at the beginning. I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit at the end. Because I said that the winner out of the Warriors and the Grizzlies and the winner out of the Celtics and Bucks was going to the chip. Easy work. It had to be between those two series.
You did say that.
That was easy, though. It had to be between those two series. It wasn't really nobody else that I was threatened by. I feel like if the Grizzlies would have played Dallas, they would have beat Dallas, too. That's just my opinion. If Ja was healthy and the Grizzlies got past the Warriors, I feel like they'd have beat Dallas,
too. I feel like if a lot of the players were healthy in the playoffs this year, everything would have been different. I think we would have got past Miami.
Facts.
I don't know if we would have got past the Celtics. I think the Celtics might have beat us.
Celtics got our number. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, just because they just our rival. And they gonna always have our number. It just is what it is. Like, facts. I don't know what it is, but they just got our number.
It's something,
they play us. They play us, they turn the fuck up. I will say one thing though. This year I think we split with them this year. And that was for the first time in a while.
B was going crazy against them finally.
Yeah, yeah. He said he wasn't having it. And that was before James Harden and all that. So I ain't even trying to hear all that bullshit. That was B. He's by himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Yeah, I mean,
hey man, fuck. Oh, speaking of B, that's crazy. He got all NBA second team. I don't even want to get into it because that was the worst. How was the second team better than the first team? That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Like, how does that make sense that the second team is better than the first? Like, look at the first team and then go look at the second team. You can be like, oh yeah, they will whoop their ass in a 5-on-5. You don't even got to look at it. I'm just talking to the people. Like, go look at that and tell me, come on, bro. They talking about some how the MVP not going to be. Yo, listen, Joker and Embiid should have been on all NBA first team. They should have both been.
Hold on.
Bro, Jason Tatum made the first team, bro. And I understand he had a great year, but come on, bro. His year last year, I feel like, was better. I feel like he had a better year last year than he did this year. Like, come on, bro. Ain't no way the second team is. Bro, that was ridiculous. When I saw that list, bro, I just laughed, bro. I laughed and just straight swiped.
Nah, this is nuts. Yeah, give me the second team easily. Like, what is niggas talking about, bro? The only chance that the first team got is if Luka and Giannis go stupid. That's the only chance that the first team got in a game against the second team, bro. That's the only chance they got. Steph Curry is frying Devin Booker.
Bro, Steph Curry and Joel Embiid on the same team is cheating. Anyway, like, that's just be fucking cheating.
And we not even talking about KD again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, KD on that joint too. Like, the second team is 10 times better than the first team. Like,
DeMar DeRozan, bro, I'm done talking about it. They robbed my man B of first team for sure. The second team is by far, like you said, better than the first team. And
yeah, they're out of line.
Did the third?
I think Bron made the third.
If the third team didn't have two little-ass guards, I might take them over the first team, too.
Who made the third, though, again?
Trae Young, Chris Paul, Siakam, Karl Anthony Towns, and LeBron.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's a horrible team.
Yeah, if they did.
How the hell did Cat make it? What?
Cat was snapping the season, bro.
Bro, he was. But come on, bro. He wasn't. You think he was top 15? That's all I'm saying. Even with him snapping, you think he was top 15 players in the league?
Yes. During the season, yes, probably. During the regular season, yes, probably. Once the playoffs started, we seen the real Cat come back out. But during the regular season, probably, bro. Probably.
I'll give you that.
Probably. But we had something else to – you kind of brought it up earlier, the Draymond and the KD back and forth.
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah. That was actually funny. Because at the end of the day – like I was saying to you earlier off camera, like, we know Steph was getting double teamed more than KD. If you watch the games, you know that he was getting double teamed and KD was open. KD had a point, was sitting there on the corner like
bro, never, I'm open. Give me the ball.
He ain't never had that before. So it's like he's supposed to be hitting those shots and he's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? But like Draymond said in the podcast, he said, he was ridiculous during those finals runs. Like, we all know, coming up, hitting a clutch shot on Brown, like, pulling up 2 threes in a row. You ever saying to clutch the game? Like, we know what KD was doing, but we also know why KD was doing it. Because at the end of the day, what has KD done since he left Steph? He can't win without them. That's my thing. If he don't got other threats of somebody getting double-teamed or triple-teamed like Steph, now, Kyrie different, but Kat, you don't have to double-team Kyrie. You can guard him one-on-one. Like, there's people that can actually guard him one-on-one. But Steph changed the game so much, it's like you have to blitz him. You got to double-team him. You got to go at him, bro. He pulling from half court, bro. So you got to send somebody else up there because one person, he going to give him the business.
Facts.
So, yeah, I mean.
I don't really have much more to add to that besides the fact that anybody with eyes that was watching them two, almost three Warriors finals runs could see that the plan for every team was, all right, we know KD is KD, but Steph is also Steph.
We have to.
He can shoot the ball as soon as he passes half court. Because those were the years when Steph was going stupid.
He was insane. Even
with the double team, bro. He was pulling up from anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. So, he was insane.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, anybody with eyes could see, all right, they're double teaming this guy. So this is the first time in KD's career, literally, where he's seeing single coverage and he's a 7-foot sniper. He can shoot over.
He can't be guarded. Yeah, I'm about to say he can't be guarded, and now he's being single guard. Like, he's not getting double teamed. He's not seeing no double teams.
Bro, he was shooting. He was shooting over the double team before he played with Steph. Now you telling me he playing with Steph and he just got to shoot over one defender? That's barbecue
or
chicken.
Or be wide open.
Or be wide open.
Because they fucking they blitzing Steph or they blitzing Klay because he going the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like, they blitzing one of them too. So he, bro, KD just back waiting. You know what I'm saying? He chilling.
Bro, imagine you come past half court. You Steph Curry. You come past half court. You get blitzed. There's two defenders on you. You pass to Klay. Klay pump fake. Dribble into an open shot. Then two people commit to him. Now KD is wide open, bro. Like, he's wide open.
Just sitting probably in a corner. Wide open. Just like one of the best offensive scorers we've ever seen in the game. Just sitting wide open in the corner or on the wing. Just, hey, I'm open. Hey, hey, hey. What you think going to happen? He going to get that ball with his little – that thing going to be pat, pat every time. So, at the end of the day, I agree with Draymond. I believe that Steph would have got a finals MVP, like, if it wasn't for KD doing what he did or whatever the case may be. But we know why KD did what he did. It's because Steph was getting double and triple. I wouldn't say triple, but yeah, sometimes, like, shit, he was getting double every time down the floor, regardless of whether you want to say, oh, well, he the point guard and he going to get those double teams because he in the pick and roll and they going to hard hedge every time. They going to always get the double team. They going to always trap. You can say all that, whatever you want to say. But at the end of the day, they were trapping him because his name was Steph Curry and he's the greatest shooter ever to ever live. That's why they was trapping him. They going to continue to trap him, continue to double him, and continue to blitz him until he retires, like, at the end of the day. So everybody knows that. You watch basketball, you know you cannot single guard. Like, you, there's nobody that can guard Steph in the league one-on-one. Like, stop it. You can get on his nerves.
But you're not going to guard him.
You know what I'm saying? You can bother him. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those players that you can bother. But if he on, there's nothing you can do. Like, even if he not on, he going to hit a couple threes. Like, he's going to. He's bound to hit 3-4 threes a game.
Real shit.
Every game. So it's just like, how you going to stop that? He's getting three. He's getting 12 to, you know what I'm saying? I say 12 to 15 points a game just off threes.
Bro, shit.
There's nothing you can do about it. So, come on, man. He's changed the game, bro. KD, I love you, but you didn't change the game, bro. Steph changed the game. Steph made it cool to shoot goddamn threes, man.
Nah, he did change the game. No, I get what you're saying. You're right. I get what you're saying.
He changed the game, nigga. He changed how the game was guarded. He changed how the game was played. All that, bro. You got to remember, the league was about cranking on niggas. That's what the league was about. The league was about athleticism. It wasn't about no shooting, bro. It wasn't about no shooting until 2015, bro.
That's fact.
2014, 2015. That's when it started, because that shooting shit. Everybody want to shoot. Everybody shooting, turn around and shit. Like, what the fuck you doing, bro? Follow your shot. You're supposed to hold your shot up and all that. That's where we come from.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. On you. My man Gilbert would have changed the league, though, almost 10 years prior if he ain't had knee injuries. We not going to trip. Gilbert was that, bro. Gilbert was that. He wasn't that on Steph level, but he would have changed the game before Steph in that way if he could have stayed healthy, bro. He was that.
It ain't even about healthy if the nigga wouldn't have brought them damn guns.
Yeah, but then after the guns, he had the knee injury, so it just spiraled out of control. It was like bad karma just all hit him at once after the guns, for real, for real.
I thought he got kicked out of the league after the guns, bro.
No, bro. Bro, you got to watch.
How did he get banned then? How did he get banned from the NBA? I believe, what did he bring him twice? Bro, the gun incident, he got banned from the NBA. I think injuries and stuff already happened before that.
Bro, the only person who got banned because of the guns and got in a worse situation for real, because of the guns was Javaris Crittenton. Watch some Gilbert interviews, bro. I think, I don't really just want to be shouting out a bunch of podcasts, but we got to shout out Matt Barnes and Stack Jack. On their podcast, I think Gilbert gave it up for real, bro. He was saying, like, basically, he didn't lose much of anything from bringing the guns. It was more so it all fell on Javaris Crittenton because he wasn't the star.
Right, he
was involved with it, too. He wasn't the star, and they basically just kind of shut him out the league. He kind of got banned for that. But Gilbert was cool for real for the most part. Like you were saying, I think he said he got suspended, and it was like, you know, he kind of had a dark cloud over him, but he still could have got a job if his knees wasn't fucked up, basically, is what I took from it, from what he was saying. But yeah, tap into that, John. I know you probably will eventually. If you didn't already, you might have just forgot.
Nah, bro, you bugging, bro. This nigga, I'm telling you, bro.
I'm pretty sure on one of them podcasts, he said he didn't really get it. It wasn't that deep for him with the gun.
You're right. It was his knees. It was his knees. I'm looking at it.
Bro,
they said he missed 200 games in 07 and 07, 08, 09, 10 due to knee injuries and an ugly firearms incident in the locker room that drew a lengthy suspension. So he only had a suspension.
He got suspended, but he was cool. It was just the knee injuries. Now, Crittenden, bro.
Crittenden order for those who have been living in
bro, because he was saying, matter of fact, on what podcast was it? I think it was all.
Might have been his. Might have been his podcast. You know, he got his own podcast.
I know, but I think this was before he even like his own podcast was popping, bro. I think it was on All the Smoke. He said he was saying like they was asking him, and he was basically like, or maybe it was another podcast, but he was basically like, low key, it just seemed like that to the outside world because a bunch of NBA players bring they get into the arena because that's where they at most of the time. They're there more than their home.
Right.
So a bunch of them.
I did watch that, Joe.
Shit like that. Like they jewelry be there, they strap be there, like a bunch of different stuff. Like, because that's where they be most of the time. So he was saying like it wasn't even really that big of a deal for him. But yeah.
Man, he got suspended for a year. That's crazy.
Facts. He definitely got suspended for a year. That's a fact.
Damn. That's crazy. I thought this man was banned. So like, hey, it was his knees. But Gilbert would have changed the game. That's what we talking about. Gilbert would have changed the game.
He definitely would have changed the game because he was the first one pulling them threes and turning around, bro.
Yeah, he was going
stupid that season.
Hibachi used to get crazy, bro. And them Jones against Brian, bro. Them series against Brian, bro. They used to be going the fuck at it.
Bro, they used to be going Gilbert, at it. Deshaun Stevenson, Antoine Jameson. Who was the center?
Damn.
Who was the center? You know exactly who I'm talking about, too. That's the crazy part.
Damn.
I forgot his name, but it don't even matter.
Yeah, but
They had a little squad low-key.
That's going to bother me. I got that. Yeah, I'm about to look this up. That's going to bother me. Damn, who was that center? But, yeah, I ain't really had nothing else besides, I guess the Lakers – you hired Darvin Ham or something. I don't know, bro. Like, that's really the only other news that really happened. They talking about keeping Russ. Besides that, bro, I ain't got nothing else for him. Like I said, Warriors in six. My man Steph getting the final. He not even my mans. Let me cut it out. But Steph getting the MVP.
Nah, Clay our mans, though.
Yeah, Clay and Draymond, they my guys. They're my guys. Because they always come in the clutch for Steph. And they save Steph. Career a lot, like they save him. Excuse me, I'm gonna say they save him from getting flat, saved him from getting hell his entire career. That's what
yeah,
I'm
from catching some hell, yeah,
from being hated. They saved him just like how Ray Allen saved LeBron. How everybody want to say that? They be saving his ass. So
nah, that's real.
I had to say we can leave him with that, bro. What's this?
Nah, I got one more thing to say.
Oh, wow. My fault, player.
My fault. I got one thing to leave him with. Rolly told my boy Tank that he was a koala with chlamydia. And Rolly ain't wake up till he was in the locker room.
That fight was hilarious, bro. It was funny because it actually was a good joint. Like, they was going at it. Rolly was he was punching with him, bro. Even when he got knocked out, bro. He was hitting. He was giving Tank a little work, bro. Don't get it fucked up. He just got court, bro. He did get court on some, like, you know what I'm saying? But hey, bro, that's fighting. That's what happens. You guard your grill, dickhead. But at the same time, he was hitting Tank, bro. He was backing Tank the fuck up. But
see, Tank, this is my thing, bro.
Tank just different.
See, the facts. See, this is my thing, bro. I agree with what you're saying. He definitely was backing Tank up. Tank is definitely different. He definitely was hitting with Tank. My thing is, I watched most if not all of the fight. And to me, Rolly could have been knocked out rounds ago if I knew that his chin was that weak. Because Tank missed that left hand by a couple inches in multiple of them rounds, bro. And I talked about this on the live I did. He was missing that left hand by the slimmest margins them first, probably not the first round. I think the first round, he didn't really throw that many punches. But, like, the next four rounds before he got the knockout, he missed at least one left hand each of them rounds, bro, that could have knocked Rolly out. I did not think – actually, I did. I'm lying. Because I said when I was watching the pre-fight, when I was watching the weigh-in, I said, if he that easy to push off the stage, imagine how easy he going to be to knock out. I said that shit. I said that in the group message. I said, if he that easy to push off the stage, imagine how easy he going to be to knock out. Now,
Tank did say that he wasn't used to getting hit. He said, y'all understand. He said, I like to get hit. He said, sometimes in my fights, I allow people to hit me because he was like, I want to see how strong you are. He's like, he said it on $1 million worth of game or whatever. He was like, I want him to punch me in my arms. I want you to tag me up and all that so I can understand how strong you
are. I'm glad you watched that, Joe, bro. Yeah, I'm glad you watched it, Joe. Yeah. He's really a demon, bro.
Yeah, he was like, I let these dudes hit me sometimes or whatever because I be wanting them to. All right, knock me out. I want to see how powerful you are. Like, he's crazy for that. Like, bro, what's wrong with you? No, don't let him hit you. You're supposed to be being defensive. Like, he like, no, nigga, I'm a tank. Fuck you, talking about.
He said, I want to see how strong you is so I could see if I could just go on the inside and knock you out, nigga. Real rap. Like, basically, yeah, that's what he be saying.
Bro, different, though, but... You're definitely right. He was missing it. But that's boxing, though, bro. That's with anything. When you fighting and shit, you're going to miss those Jones and all that. That's what I'm saying. Like...
Oh no, I agree.
He was doing what he was supposed to do. I'ma just say that. It wasn't a corny fight, it was an entertaining fight. He did what he was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he got corked with one. Like, he was rushing. Don't forget, he was backing Tank up before all that. Before Tank hit him, he was backing him up. He was hitting him with some power, Jones. I guess Tank just
Was trying to catch him with that left the whole night.
I think, I'm about to
he
say
was he trying to catch him with that left the whole night.
He was waiting. He was waiting on it. He was just like, I'm going to catch him.
And he didn't even catch him how he wanted to. And he still went to sleep.
I think that might have been the nicest Tank knockout that I've ever seen.
Bro, it was a
It might have been the slightest joint. His chin, he got a weak chin. And the Tank said that shit. He was like, the dude, he was like, fighters like him, he was like, he not awkward. He was like, he not none of that. He was like, he just stupid. He was like, he don't have a chin. He was like, you can tell when a fighter got a chin. Like, he was like, he ain't got no chin. Like, he can't take no hits. I'm like, hey, man, dang.
This nigga
like,
big as shit. He big as shit with his little ass head. And his chin little as shit. Like, that's why he got knocked out, bro. He don't have a chin. You know what? I already talked about this on the solo joint. I ain't gonna get too crazy. Yeah. All I'm gonna say is my man Rolly was sleep on the ropes like he was about to get 619 by Rey Mysterio. That's all I'm gonna say.
Bro, he hit him with the Martin John when he was fighting Tommy Hearns.
Hey, yo.
Jada, I love you, baby.
He definitely hit you with that joint.
He hit you with that joint. It was nasty, but man, you know what we need to see next, though, man. Tank and Ryan Garcia. Until we see that, bro, I ain't gonna
lie. Man, I talked about that on the solo joint too. I'm not excited for that. I think Ryan Garcia,
let me excuse my language. I started drawing. I started turning up, but he's turkey. That's what I meant to say.
No, he is turkey. Bro, he don't want to fight Tank, bro. He don't want
to fight at all, bro. He want to be a superstar, bro. He like Ben Simmons, bro. They got the same mentality, bro. This nigga want to be a superstar. He want to be a model and stuff like that. Like, I'm telling you, he don't want to be no fighter no more, bro.
Bro.
How you fight one time a year and stuff like that? Bro, he be fighting like once, maybe twice a year. Like, if that. I don't even think the nigga fought in like 2 or 3 years, right? A year or something. I know he didn't take a nice little break since his last fight, bro. Because I remember he got knocked down in his last fight. And then
he got knocked down by somebody who not even the strongest Tank.
That's what I'm saying. He got knocked down. He did come out and knock him out right after. I think the round afterwards, But he put him down. So if you get put down by that guy, what make you think going to happen when you go against Tank? He's smart, though. He doing the right thing. What they say? He's making a business decision. That's what he's doing by not fighting Tank. Because if you fight Tank, bro, come on, bro. You know, we know the result. We know what's going to happen.
Bro, I don't think it's going to be close either. I think he gets slept in less than 6 rounds. And I also think that the fights that we need to see, we probably won't see. Because the fights we need to see are Tank versus Loma or Tank versus Shakur. And I don't think I definitely...
That might happen, though, because Shakur... That might
they're not fighting, bro.
But Shakur want the smoke though.
But they both gonna make business decisions, bro.
His camp, I'm about to say his camp might not allow it to happen. Like, you know what I'm
they
saying?
They're not doing Shakur that.
Gonna
yet,
fuck
bro.
His whole thing up if he fight Tank. I ain't gonna lie. They're gonna fuck his whole thing up.
Bro, they're not doing that until they both like 38, 40, yeah, old 2 heads and 0 or something like that, bro. They're not fighting until then, bro. It don't make sense for them business wise. You get much.
Facts.
It seemed like you just draw more attention and more money when you undefeated. Point blank, period. So they not fighting each other, bro. They not fighting each other, bro. No time soon. We not getting that until they both like 35.
Yeah, unfortunately, I definitely agree with that, bro.
But I want to see Tank versus Loma because Loma got the experience and he can box very well.
I think Tank is going to do him dirty. I don't think it. See, Lomachenko, like, but then again, he might fight him like Cruz fought him, the pit bull boy, like, he might fight him like that. So, I don't know. That would be a hell of a fight.
They said that's the only person they want for a second time is Cruz because they made him a star.
Bro, dude, he made himself a star. Dude can rumble.
He can.
That Cruz dude can rumble.
I agree. He can.
He was giving Javante a run for his money, bro.
Was.
He was giving him a run for his money. If you wasn't watching that fight, bro, go on YouTube and watch that fight. Because I was like, Tank now. Come on, Tank. Tank had me on the edge of the couch like, bro, what are you doing, bro? Come on. Knock him out. Like, what's going on? Like, I mean, that was a hell of a fight, man. That was a hell of a fight.
Nah, Cruz a demon for sure.
Facts.
But yeah, I ain't had much else, man. Just get off the ropes, man. Get off the ropes, man. I don't want you to get 619 by Rey Mysterio, man. Rey Mysterio, he not even in his prime no more. I don't even think he won 619 you no more, low key.
He probably can't even do the swing. He went and swung his legs to the side.
Real rap. Like, he ain't even got that in him no more. He's just on the ropes waiting.
Yeah,
that nigga asked his dad. He asked his dad, where was he while they was walking back to the tunnel? Where am I, father? Father, where am I? Like, all right, yo. Yo, I'm gonna stop clowning him because he probably knocked me the fuck out.
I'm about to say, put you right to sleep.
He definitely probably knocked me the fuck out, but guess what? He got knocked the fuck out. Fuck out of here.
Real rat.
But yeah, we can get out of here, man. That's episode 114, man. We gonna holla at y'all.